Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's Literary Journal, with this week's offering from The Healing Muse. The Healing Muse is often dedicated to our founding editor, Bonnie St. Andrews. She was a poet whom we lost way too soon to a glioblastoma. One of the poems that she wrote that I love that's perfect for a summer season is called Opening the Summer House. Sun-drenched again and one with the universe, I am sweeping this kitchen, singing at the top and bottom of essentially tuneless lungs. On the porch, I contemplate a cormorant, precariously balanced atop sails, wings outstretched, frail as a purple Jesus, steadying for nails. Being neither bird nor sacred boy, I tremble in joy, if not redemption, and scrub down doomsday thoughts and dogmas of denial. For a precious fortnight, sin itself is not on trial. In beguiling heat, I perceive myself a deity, and so decree, humans need atone for nothing. Cardinal-hatted hollyhocks agree. My life plies with waves that leap like ballerinas on the jetty, spinning diaphanous skirts of foam. Gull, cod, cloud, plover, everything dances or hovers. Crescendo, decrescendo, Triton blasts sea symphonies against stone. Sunbeams clap topaz hands while girls plant shells like dreams in amber sands. I am planting too. Come high tide and harvest moon, love itself may slide inside my cave of dreams, mystic and wild as a silky. Alive with light, I am pounded thin as a compact disc by sound. I am a silver filament humming in the August heat, a one-woman network of good news. All my links and lines are open. When I take the airwaves, Mother Nature has her say. Pipers promise yes. South winds murmur stay.